this is Roy Lilly. Do you remember Dr. John Bodkin Adams? Probably not. Let me remind you. Dr. Adams was a GP in Essex. He was considered compassionate, especially to his elder patients. However, it was also noted that he liked to use dangerous drugs and expressed an abnormal interest in his patients' wills. In 1956, police began investigating Adams under suspicion that he was murdering elderly patients to acquire some of their inheritance. Now, if you're thinking what I'm thinking, the next bit might surprise you. Adams was not convicted of any deaths, but found guilty of forging prescriptions and falsifying medical forms. He was eventually struck off by the GMC because, and I quote, this was due to the unnecessary extra publicity. Although struck off, he continued to practice prescribing over-the-counter medicines. As a result, the GMC tightened its systems. Okay, how about Harold Shipman? He began practice as a GP in Lancashire, England. However, in 1975, he went into drug rehab after becoming addicted to the opiate pethidine and having written many fraudulent prescriptions for it. He was allowed to carry on practice, and in 1977, he moved to Hythe, where he started a thriving general practice, until a local undertaker noticed that Shipman's patients were dying in unusually high numbers and often found in similar positions sitting up on a settee. The GMC more or less admitted being asleep on their sofa and tightened up its systems. And to bring you up to date, there's Dr. Sarah Benn, now a formerly much-loved GP who cared, as we all should, about the environment and what would be left of it for our kids and grandkids. Unlike most of us, Dr. Benn got off her backside and took to the streets in protest. After being found guilty of contempt of court for making a nuisance of herself and breaching a civil injunction at Kingsbury Oil Terminal as part of a Just Stop Oil campaign, she ended up in prison for 32 days. The GMC have suspended her from practice for 5 months. Now, I agree, Just Stop Oil are a pest and a bleeping nuisance. But they are right. This whole oil thing creates a delicate balancing act for the government and occupies an awkward place in the conscience of most of us. Dr. Benn told The Guardian, the GMC, have given me essentially 5 months to offer apologies and regret and an undertaking not to do it again. But I've made my position very clear, and really nothing is going to be any different in 5 months' time. During which time, the UK will have consumed a further 548,750 barrels of oil. The GMC have danced around their handbags, kicked the can down the road, and in trying to avoid destitute, have tagged this onto their findings, and I quote, and I link to it this morning. For the first time, we've included a new sustainability commitment in our recently updated professional standards for all UK doctors. Good medical practice, as it's called, and I link to it. This now has a specific duty that all doctors should choose sustainable solutions. And if they can't, may doctors protest? Well, of course, but in plain English, don't get caught, looks to me to be the GMC's impossible position. The longer the GMC go on, the more tangled and conflicted they become. In their own words, their role is simply, and I quote from their website, "We work with doctors, patients and other stakeholders to support good, safe patient care across the UK." They've bigged up their part and dug a hole for themselves. I do love a mixed metaphor. If your GP became a Tory, tagged forever with austerity, cutting NHS funding and neglect, would we have cause to complain that such a person had lost their sanity, was a danger to the public and should be struck off? It's tempting, but no. It's choice. If a vegan stumbled across their GP in a supermarket buying a sirloin steak, is that a reason to think they might be struck off, given the role of animal testing in the production of pharmaceuticals? and the active animal ingredients in some insulin, low molecular weight herapins, some older preparations for hormone replacement therapy, or animals used in the development process, for example, vaccines which use animal cell cultures. No, it's a choice. If a GP did something about something we all should be doing something about and got banged up for a month, does that make them a shipment? No, it's a matter of conscience. In fact, with 30 days' experience of luckless souls behind bars, they might become an even better GP. My post bag tells me no one respects the GMC. They need to go back to their roots, keep a register, and weeding out unsafe doctors. Leave the rest of us to decide for ourselves. Unlike the GMC, who have grown old, the rest of us have grown up. Thanks for listening. This has been Roy Lilly, and...